Call today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, Saturday edition. We're in the studio live with you, Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to those website features that we do for free at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those. They're on us. And once again, that's freetalklive.com. So kicking off hour number one of the live Saturday edition, we should start things out with what I found a pretty incendiary article out of the San Francisco Gate, sfgate.com. And it's all about something that has a concept that has surfaced fairly recently in the public light that I find absolutely anathema to what America is supposed to be about. America, the land of the free. I mean, land of the free. Right there in that statement, it pretty much says you aren't supposed to be a slave if you're in the land of the free, right? I mean, freedom, slavery, sort of polar opposites. Wouldn't you agree, Mark?
It makes sense to me. So, what's the...
Well, the issue is national service.
Oh, I see, the draft.
No, national service, Mark.
Come on.
The draft was back in the 70s when they were taking boys who were 18 to 26 and putting them in the military. What this guy, Larry Gersten from SFGate.com is going to be advocating is a kinder, gentler version where you get to pick and choose which bureaucracy
you go into. You're drafted into being a bureaucrat.
That's
and
correct.
Some of those bureaucrats carry guns.
Here's a riddle, says Larry. What common ailment is shared by the U.S. Armed Forces, public education, and senior citizen centers? Answer? All of these public service areas are understaffed and unable to carry out vital public tasks, but each can be remedied through involvement of human capital. You're not just a person anymore, Mark.
You're human capital.
Human capital.
You're worth something to the government. Well, you know, the government can tax my labor. Apparently, they own it. They can decide, so they might as well be able to just conscribe me and make me do what it is they want me to do, too. They can take my pay. Why can't they just make me do what they want me to do?
Now, as a capitalist, somebody who has capital at his disposal, it usually means things that you can invest, like money and other forms of wealth. But in this case, the capitalists are the government, and they're using human capital and using and abusing them in whatever way they want to.
I can't think of a worse thing to do to America's young people than to make them work for the government. I mean,
well, this guy thinks it's a wonderful
idea.
That's
because that guy's an idiot. I'm sorry. A lot of when young people go and they start working for the government, whether it's for the military or the post office or whatever, they begin to realize, hey, I don't really like this job. It stinks.
Yeah, being a bureaucrat blows.
But I can't get out of it, so I'll just do a work slowdown. Because that's what bureaucrats pretty much do, work slowdown. Because they're not motivated in any way, shape, or form to go faster. Now, when I UPS, when you're doing UPS versus FedEx, well, if UPS can get it there in 24 hours, and FedEx can get it there in 23, well, then UPS needs to rethink its model.
Yep.
The post office, on the other hand, we'll take 4 days because we'll deliver it for we'll subsidize our delivery by making you pay for our buildings and land and all that other stuff.
I love their priority mail. 2 to 4 days, we think. No guarantees.
We'll look at it a little harder and stuff.
Well, let's go on here, because I want to hear from somebody who agrees with Larry Gersten, the guy that wrote this article, somebody who thinks that this concept, this national service, is a good idea. And Gersten's going to do a fine job of fleshing out the idea. So if you didn't know what national service was before we started talking about it, you'll definitely get it here in a moment. Compulsory national service has at its core the simple idea of serving one's nation and community. How can you serve anybody if it's compulsory?
Well,
you're a slave servant.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what it is. That's genuine servitude.
I guess you're right.
You have to do it.
He's being honest.
Yes, he is.
Many nations have this requirement, although the areas of service, circumstances, and conditions vary greatly from country to country. For example, Israel applies compulsory service to universal military conscription, as do many countries.
Great! So other countries do it, let's do it too.
Let's be like Israel. And let's be like Nigeria, where they require university students to assist in the schools upon graduation, or Mexico, where they mandate newly trained physicians to provide service in disadvantaged communities. Don't forget Egypt, that expects female secondary school graduates to work in literacy-challenged communities. We should be more like every other country in the world, Mark.
No,
compulsory national service.
Look, if the Army needs to compete for the Army and every, as far as I'm concerned, all the United States bureaucracies need to compete for human capital the same way any other business does.
I don't agree. That's not fair, because bureaucracies can't compete in the same way that other businesses, in that they're funded by coercion, they're funded by tax dollars taken from people at gunpoint, and so therefore they can create all sorts of sick incentives for people to come work for them. Look at all the types of people that go work for the government. They're people that want an easy check. They're people that want an easy job. They want a nice pension after 20 years of working.
The power hungry, the gung ho.
Right. They can offer. They're either power hungry or they're lazy. It's like one or the other, as far as government bureaucrats are concerned. But government bureaucracies can offer things that businesses can't, because government bureaucrats and bureaucracies don't have a bottom line. They don't have, it doesn't matter to them. If they spend all their money, they'll get more the next year. Whereas a business always has to pay attention to how much money they have coming in, how much money they've got going out, a variety of different factors. So, no, they can't compete on the same level at all,
well,
ever.
Them competing for human capital beats the heck out of them conscribing their human capital.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, let's continue. Imagine, says Mr. Gersten, a nationwide compulsory national service that blends all of these into a single program, one that requires all people upon a graduation of high school or the age of 18 to participate in any one of the areas discussed above, or others, for a period of 18 months or 2 years. Just 2 years out of your life, Mark. Isn't that worth it? Don't you care about your country?
What are you talking about, care about my country?
Don't you love America?
I do love America. It's the United States government that makes me sick now and then, though.
Don't and you want to come work for the
politicians
government?
It's politicians like this that would seek to enslave the American people that make me ill.
Oh, enslave. What are you talking about?
Enslave. It's very clear. If I don't go work for you in whatever capacity it is, maybe I get to choose my slavery.
Yeah.
But if I don't go work for you, what happens to me?
Well, the guy doesn't really outline what he wants to happen.
No, he's not going to even discuss that.
He can take a guess.
Yes. The thing is you're going to get a sentence to prison where really bad things are going to happen to you. Like you'll get stuck with a shiv or sodomized or something really bad is going to happen to you. So why don't you just do what we say? Or else. We'll put the inmates on you and they'll stick you with a knife. Well, that'd be great.
But he says, Mark, that such a program would direct human energy in ways never before seen.
Oh, yeah.
With incredible benefits.
It will cause a slowdown in the American economy like we have never seen. Absolutely.
Yeah. It will destroy the economy.
You will teach these 18 to 20-year-old Americans exactly what it takes to be a bureaucrat. And some of them will think it's a good idea, so they'll go into this line of work, which essentially produces nothing.
Well,
that's not entirely fair, but it produces less.
They'll probably, if they do go in and create this national service program, there are people that are advocating this.
Of course there are.
In government right now.
What a great idea.
And can you imagine you're 18 years old, you just got out of government high school, so you're a numbskull for the most part. You're 18 years old, brought into some government mandate, government make work program. And you pick whatever area of government that you want to go work, and you find out that being a bureaucrat means you pretty much get to sit around the office all day. You'll collect a paycheck. It's not going to be like you aren't going to get paid. You're just being forced to work for the government, and so they'll pay you. And you'll find out that being a bureaucrat, you get to sit around, you get to be lazy, watch some TV, eat
nobody
some
ever gets fired around here.
And they'll probably be selling you on the perks of continuing with a career in bureaucracy after your 2-year mandatory service.
Why don't we all just go work for the government? I mean, if it's such a really great deal, why doesn't the entire American economy just stop and we all go work for the government? Maybe we can make all the businesses run by the government. Because
hey, wouldn't that be like communist Russia?
I think it'd be just like communist Russia. And that crap failed.
Oh, but we can
These
do it
These politicians
right, Mark.
Need to get the hell out of our lives.
Oh, but Americans are smarter than those Russian folk. We can do it right.
Right.
Here in America.
Yeah, that's right. We'll have American-style communism, and it'll work. No. It's the free market. that makes America has made America great, and we're still coasting on this free market that the government chips away at every single day.
This low-life commie scum has more to say about his national service program. If you're somebody that supports the idea, if you're somebody that thinks that every 18-year-old boy and girl in America should work for government bureaucracy, should serve in the military, should serve in the Peace Corps, serve in NASA, whatever you want to call it, whatever bureaucracy you want to choose, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition. And you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. thepack@8.net. Toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Live streams are available. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Both completely free. freetalklive.com. Plus, don't forget to get yourself registered for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, New Hampshire, with some of the program taking place in the State House. So register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. For more information and to get registered, that's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're talking about a really sick, twisted concept, and it's one that unfortunately has a significant amount of support on both Republican and Democratic sides of the aisle, so to speak.
This is a bipartisan issue.
Right. These people are talking about creating a program that will mandate that all 18-year-olds, whether they're male or female, all 18-year-olds in the United States have to work for the government for 2 years, 18 months to 2 years. And I want to know if you're one of the people that supports it. 800-259-9231. We'll talk more about the concept here in moments. I want to go to the phones right away and go to Bill in Virginia on the amplifier line. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I would have to say that I am absolutely against such an idea, and I would probably need to point out that pretty much a lot of us already kind of work for the government and have no choice about it.
If you pay taxes, sure.
Well, I mean, that's a big one. You know, when you pay 30% of, you know, or more of your paycheck to the federal government, you are literally working for the government because their needs always come first and your needs always come last.
It's true.
So, yeah, I mean, it may only be one-third or, you know, 40% slavery, but it's slavery nonetheless.
You know, what I always thought was interesting for the religious folks out there is that in olden times, the tithing, God only asked for 10%. How come the government asks for 25%?
That's voluntary.
Yeah. Well, it's voluntary.
You know, I mean,
you get to choose whether you do it or not, but, I mean, God only asked for 10. The government demands 25%.
He didn't force.
Yeah, it's true.
And so, you know, in addition to money, you know, anytime you work for any kind of business that has, you know, licenses or reporting requirements or that requires you to keep records on your fellow citizens, have them show ID, get permission in the form of, like, prescriptions or permits to do things.
Right.
You know, you're enforcing those rules. You've become a de facto agent of the government.
Yep, if you're collecting sales tax.
They've already got their claws into all kinds of stuff.
Sure, not only are you enforcing their rules, but you're also spending your precious time doing those things as well, which, you know, your time should be valuable, and you aren't being compensated for it.
I mean, talk about working to create nothing. You don't have to, you know, actually work for the government to do that. They'll waste your time anyway.
But this national service is like the next step towards total slavery. I mean, we're talking about, you're pointing out the taxes are 40% here, 50% taxes. I mean, yes, that's definitely slavery to an extent. But now we're talking about actually mandating that all kids in America, 18-year-olds, actually go to work for the government. That's even worse.
Sure. I mean, it's like the Hitler Youth. You know, they should be proud to support King George Bush II.
Yep.
Don't you think they should feel pride in our great nation, the homeland?
I don't think it really matters which president it is. I mean, you know, both sides would be just happy as they could possibly be to see this happen.
Well, conservatives...
Because once their president gets elected, they have no choice but to serve the other president.
Yep, and besides, a lot of so-called conservatives love the idea of mandatory service in the military. And similarly, the so-called liberals love the idea of mandatory service in, like, the Peace Corps and crap like that. So it really floats a lot of big government people's boats. And to that extent, we're going to continue discussing it. And I know you're not for it. I really want to hear from someone who thinks it's a great idea at 800-259-9231. What else did you have on your mind tonight, Bill?
I also wanted to kind of, you know, find out if there were any updates on the Ed Brown thing. I've been kind of following it here and there. I've got, you know, a few details on what's going on. I didn't really know what, you know, the present status of Ed was.
I went and looked at the Ed Brown blog today and just saw it seems like he continues to get media coverage, which is good because that just means that more people are going to come across the story and more people are going to come up to New Hampshire and actually go and visit Ed. And so it seems like things are still sort of continuing on the same path. He's getting consistent new media coverage. He's getting new people coming up and visiting him, and he still hasn't been attacked by the feds, so we're still sitting and waiting.
Apparently a lot of people were supposed to get together sometime today around 4 o'clock in order to get together for some sort of meeting.
I heard about
that. I don't really know what that was all about. I got kind of like a voicemail thing over email.
Yeah, I got that too. I don't know what happened. I don't know what the results were, but if it's worthy of reporting, we're certainly going to bring it to you, Bill.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, if somebody was there, they'll call into the show and give us an update and let
Very
us know
good.
What's going on.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from
Thank
you.
Thank you. 800-259-9231,
packet8.net, toll-free line. So back to the communist from sfgate.com talking about national service and how wonderful it is to have our children serve the U.S. government. Oh, of course, that means they're serving all of you, but actually what it really means is it's slavery. We're going to be forcing kids into working for government bureaucracies because if they don't want to go and work for the government bureaucracy, they're going to go spend some time in the pokey. In the United States, says Larry Gersten, dozens of public policy areas remain open source simply because there aren't enough resources to go around. Some people point to our overstretched military and the need to add as many as 50,000 to 100,000 more members. Others emphasize myriad opportunities in schools, hospitals, retirement homes, religious institutions, parks.
You know, we're going to have a large, large military if we want to take over the world.
And other public facilities that lack enough people to provide quality services for all in need. Still, there are vocations with critical shortages, such as paramedics, nurses, and police aides, where young people could train with the idea that the knowledge they acquire while performing the service would lead to jobs at the end.
As though there aren't private entity nurses, EMTs, ambulance drivers. There isn't like there aren't volunteer firefighters out there. I mean, 92%. I have to look at this number to make sure it's accurate. But 92%. It's a little old number. Are the amount of stations in America that are all volunteer fire stations?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really? Do we really need the government, getting involved in this stuff?
Well, you know, if it's true what he's claiming, and that is that there's a shortage in certain government areas, then that would mean that people don't want to work for the government. Because in the marketplace, if there's a shortage and you need to fill some positions on your staff, you just increase the benefits, you increase the pay, and you advertise the positions, and I guarantee you'll have a influx of people who would like to take those jobs,
mm-hmm.
who would like to move up from the burger flipper position they're currently at and move into something more important like saving lives, that sort of thing. If we just allow the market to handle it, all of these positions would be filled and people would be happy. But oh no, we've got to have some sort of centralized bureaucracy, some centralized control scheme for every person in America. And of course, this is just going to lead down the line to some sort of placement test for all children to say, oh, okay, well, you're 18, now you get to take this little government placement test.
18, why not do it at 12?
We'll decide
how good they are, like the Brave New World.
Exactly
we'll
like that.
We'll decide what, the government picks them up at 5 years old, puts them in government school, then they have them until 20. Apparently, they're going to make little mindless automatons out of all of us.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free packet8.net line. Want to hear from you if you support the idea of compulsory national service. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well,
all you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com. To get signed up for that, that's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, real estate investment. Schools don't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 1-800-657-5066.
We're talking about national service, this atrocious idea that is essentially going to force all 18-year-olds in the United States into essentially working for the federal government. We'll get to, I want to hear from somebody who supports this concept. We'll flesh it out a little bit more here in moments. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, though, and talk to Larry in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? I think you're being a little naive when you talk about that those are the only ones they're going to target. They're going to target all these kids that are getting out here with these college loans, $80,000, $90,000, and can't find any work. They're going to offer them forgiveness of those loans if they'll come to public through some kind of government service. And the result of it will be just like the National Guard. When they get the wars pumping, they're going to send them all overseas and bring in slaves to handle the actual work of this country. In the state of Indiana, there is a program called All Day Kindergarten, and it's going through legislatures all over the country. The aim is... Hello?
Goodness, sorry about that.
The aim of this program is not to educate these kids, but get them in as early as they can, just like communism, and not to help them or get them started on a pathway for any type of occupation or anything, but it's to have the, they have in these schools.
I see where you're coming from, Larry, and I think I definitely understand where you're coming from on this.
I'm coming right to the point.
But they're going to be doing this to everybody who's 18. I mean, they're not even going to have a chance to go to college.
If they can make it through kindergarten without being placed on dope. They have now kindergarten classes set up with 5-year-old kids, with the people with masters in psychology right in the class to diagnose whatever mental problem they have. And to force dope on them.
Yeah, they do love prescribing Ritalin. And if you don't take the Ritalin, then they won't allow the kids to go to government schools, which, of course, you shouldn't be putting your kids in government schools if you really care about your kids.
Larry, how come people can't see it?
They can't see it because what happens is these girls that are on welfare to work, when they get a little job or something and then their kids go to one of these schools, they say, well, what do you want, a check for $300 a month or a check for $600 a month? They say, I'll take the $600. Well, and they say, well, your kid has this psychotropic disease, so that mother's going to get that money, and she's going to get the about $4,000 in return from the government that she have not paid in also. So it's motivated by money and greed on one hand, but our government have been involved in slavery and stuff before.
That's, yeah, this certainly isn't the first time. You're right. Larry, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Terry in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Terry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
Not much. I'm a true libertarian, I think, but I'm actually kind of for some sort of service. If before you can suck on the government's teeth, you have to at least come and serve the government in some way, with the government being all of us. The idea of being able to get on welfare or anything like that without even...
Well, wait a minute. As a libertarian, you shouldn't be supporting national service. You should be supporting the abolishment of government welfare.
Let's get rid of the teeth.
No. Trust me, I do, but I'm kind of realistic about it.
Well, wait. What's unrealistic about getting rid of these government programs? Are you really that defeated, Terry?
Terry, that's not even fair. I mean, welfare is a smaller program than it was in the 80s. We have beaten it back. I mean, now you're going to give up?
As far as I'm concerned, get rid of... Social Security, get rid of Medicare, get rid of all that. There should be no such thing as government insurance.
But,
however, my feeling on the matter is that until that's the case, I want somebody to have to earn their way onto those programs.
I see where you're coming from, but it only bolsters the program.
I don't want to be mandatory. I don't want it to be mandatory at any particular age. But before you can suck on that teat, you better burn it.
I think the problem that you're going to face here, Terry, is that you're going to be advocating all these changes. You're going to spend your time advocating changes for the government welfare system, whereas you could spend your time and effort advocating the complete abolishment of it. It's really just a misdirected effort.
Actually, I work for the free tax. I don't work for any of this kind of thing. But you
the
said
fair
you
tax?
Somebody who... Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's another example. I was actually going to jump to that since you brought it up. Perfect opportunity. The people working for the fair tax, I think, are really just spinning their wheels because they're not doing anything to make the government smaller. All they're doing is rearranging the chairs on the deck of the Titanic.
It's the first step. I believe it's the first step to be able to...
But there's been millions of dollars spent to promote this fair tax idea. There have been, you know, books promoted. There have been radio shows. This idea has been pimped out all over the place.
The government loses its ability to reward behavior when there's a flat tax. Or not flat tax, but what I'm calling the fair tax. Because at that point they can say, oh, you get the write-off for this particular behavior because we like that behavior.
We've actually had the fair tax...
That's not true, though, because the government's because the fair tax is going to give a welfare
prebate,
check, a prebate to every American who has children.
But it's the same.
So the government's rewarding the behavior of having children.
No, it's every American.
Every household gets the check. That's not the point. So I mean, it's not a behavior issue. It's basically when you spend money. As far as I'm concerned, we need to shrink the government as much as possible. However, until that time, let's at least make it so it's not a
How come we managed to make it since 1913? How did we make it before 1913 without the income tax? I mean, here you are just giving up the ghost. Look, man, we've had the we went without the income tax a heck of a lot longer than we went with it.
I agree with you. I mean, you're preaching the choir, sir. This is sir, but
well, I don't know if you're the tone. I don't know if you're completely the choir. I know you agree with us on a lot of things, but you started your call, Terry, by talking out against welfare, and now you're supporting the fair tax, which is the biggest welfare program that America has will ever see. Every American household will be getting a check from the government. How can you support that?
I can support it because we can throttle it easily by household. A lot easier than we can in the current system. The current system is...
What do you mean by throttle it? What do you mean by that? Throttle.
Just turn that stipend check down. Or, unfortunately...
You think Americans are going to turn down a check?
Hold on. How come we can't turn down the income tax now? How come we can't tell the government, just ratchet those income brackets back? Man, once you've got a government program, that baby goes on forever. You remember the tax for the Spanish-American War sitting on your cell phone bill? I mean, the government doesn't get rid of programs.
I agree with you guys. But yeah,
then agree with us. Stop advocating new government programs.
So Lumsford, ask for everything or nothing is what you want.
No. Take steps in that direction. But don't take steps to the side.
Right, you're not actually taking a smaller government step, Terry.
Oh, it is so the way to do a government. Because right now there's no way. You have to go through and kill every individual program and their special interest groups, and they get hidden in other bills and whatnot. This is a complete overhaul. It's a chance to do it at least in a way. I do still think that we need to have some sort of tax, obviously. I mean, there are national defense issues and roads and whatever, and we can all debate that issue, what becomes a government program and what doesn't. But as far as how we collect that money, I really do think it needs to be based on something other than, well, we want you to spend less gas, so we're going to tax your SUV. We want you to use less electricity, so we'll give you a tax break for some behavior. Because it turns out to try to macromanage every single itty-bitty tiny part of your life, which obviously, I'm kind of a conservative libertarian. I consider myself a social Darwinist, I guess, more than anything, but... I just don't think we can make those changes. There's tens of thousands of rules. Let's just wipe them all out.
But for some reason, you think that the lobbyists that are in control of Washington D.C. are going to allow these changes, this fair tax change?
They've bastardized everything else they've gotten a hold of. Why are you going to get off okay?
I'm hoping that there's other issues involved here that we
sounds
can...
really Pollyannish. Let's create a new government program, and this time it'll be a good one.
A new bureaucracy. Give more power to the Social Security Administration to hand out checks to every American household. As a small government conservative, you really need to rethink the fair tax. And I would like to point you to, I think it's Mises.org. There's an excellent rebuttal to virtually all of the points on the fair tax.
That's Mises.org.
And that doesn't mean I'm for the income tax. I'm not. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like witching wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1329. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, buying some stuff like Free Talk Live branded merchandise at store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live hats, Free Talk Live t-shirts. We've got the Free Marketeer flag. We also have classic archive DVD collector sets. It's all there, and it's high-quality stuff, no crap. That's store.freetalklive.com. So, Mark. We've been talking about the we've talked about the fare tax in the past, and I don't want to rehash a bunch of it right now. But I know there's probably a lot of people listening tonight that just heard us get off the phones with Terry a moment ago,
mm-hmm.
and are thinking, "Oh, those guys just don't know enough about the fare tax. They just don't realize how good of a thing it is for America." Let me tell you.
Yeah, we've had the fare tax on the show.
Yeah, we had them on for an hour and a half on the show.
The longest interview we've ever done.
One of the longest interviews.
And we know about the fare tax.
We know about it, and I just feel like it is totally rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. It's a total waste of effort, and it's also a total fantasy on the part of the fare tax advocates to believe that when they pass the fare tax, which is just going to be a law, they're just going to pass a bill that will implement the fare tax, they will also have to, at the same time, if they want to get what they want, and I don't believe they will, they'll also have to repeal the 16th Amendment. It's a little more difficult to repeal an amendment of the Constitution than to pass a law.
You don't really repeal one. You essentially pass a new amendment. And that's three-quarters of the states and two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate.
Right. So, again, maybe they could get the fare tax to pass, but it's pretty unlikely that they're going to be able to repeal the 16th Amendment. So then what you're going to have is a situation where the United States of America has a fair tax, so-called, of course, how anyone could call 25% sales tax fair, or any tax fair, I don't understand that either. But you're going to have a national sales tax, tremendously large national sales tax, and at the same time, the politicians will come to you and they'll say, you know, Americans, we tried to get rid of the 16th Amendment, but we just don't have enough people to do it. You know, here's what we'll do. We'll make it so the 16th Amendment, so the income tax, it's still going to be out there, but it's only going to apply to the richest 4% of Americans. And that's not you, so who cares, right? It's just, let's tax those rich people. No one likes them anyway.
That's how it's done. They turn the majority against the minority. It's easy. It's really easy. When you say we're only going to tax the top 5% of the wage earners, and those people probably got their money by exploiting their workers and all that stuff anyway, and they can afford it. What is it for them? One less Learjet?
Drop in the bucket.
One less yacht. Their yachts are going to be 70 feet instead of 80 feet
They'll
long.
Use all those points on the American people, and the American people will just nod and say, yeah, tax those rich people, just like they did back in the beginning of the 20th century.
That's exactly. The income tax didn't start out on poor people. The income tax had a bracket.
What changed?
Well, the inflation. Slowly, people's wages inflated into the tax bracket. People making $14,000 a year, that was really rich back at the turn of the century.
The
now,
people making 14,
it's poverty level.
Exactly. So that's what they did, and they're going to do it all over again. To trust the politicians on this? Fantasy. And the whole idea that so-called conservatives could support a national welfare program like this is beyond the pale. I do not understand it. You're supposed to be a small government person, and you're supporting an idea that will put every American household on the dole? And then you think that you can put every American household on the dole from the government? And then you think you're going to be able to turn it around after that?
It's communist Russia. Bring out the sickles and the stars, baby. If everybody's on the dole from the government, we're communists.
Yeah, exactly right. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Brandon in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Brandon.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, sir. What's on your mind?
Not too much. Wanted to talk about national service, and actually I wanted to address a couple points that the previous caller made.
Certainly.
I've worked in government. I've worked as a coach. I've worked as a consultant. I've worked directly as a government union employee. And the concept of, quote-unquote, earning your way into the government system is an impossibility because the government does not create wealth. So how can you earn the benefits that the government steals from other people to pay you in order to get a right to get to that? It's absolutely impossible. They don't create wealth. As far as national service, I think that on one hand, I could definitely maybe make the Jonathan Swift kind of claim that government service is a good thing for everybody, because it wasn't really until I started working in government that I got to see just how corrupt, how inefficient, how crappy the system is. I mean, I knew that government was bad, but I really didn't have my eyes really opened until I was actually inside the system and I got to see the incompetence firsthand.
Yeah, but that doesn't work on most people. You know as well as I do that most people that go into government work, they find out, wow, this is a pretty good paycheck. I mean, it's an above-average paycheck because it's not created by the marketplace.
Right.
It's above-average paycheck for doing below-average work, and people aren't prodded to really do anything, accomplish anything.
Plus, you're talking about 18-year-old American kids who would love to have an easy job where virtually nothing gets done and they can get paid for
it. If the government was motivated to do their job right, we would have won the war in Iraq and we'd be home by now.
Right, absolutely. Well, I mean, it's kind of a nonsensical proposal, and it's pretty much in line with the same people that say, well, the military was great for me, so everyone needs to serve the military.
Yep, it's that same exact reasoning. And as Mark had pointed out earlier this week, people who've been in prison have said that, oh, well, it was a life-changing experience.
Prison turned me around. I recommend everybody goes to prison.
Right. So if we're going to propose national service, why don't we take it one step further? Why don't we have every single business in America required by law to hire at least one government worker to work in their business?
How would that work?
Well, it's very easy. I mean, you can have employment requirements. You can make every worker in America have to have a government union card, where after 18 they have to do some kind of service requirement or education requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of goes back to the breeder card. It's indoctrination.
But wait, how would it work? I mean, if a private business owner had to have a government employee Would the private business owner not be able to actually tell the government employee what to do? I mean, how would the interaction between those two work?
Well, what you could do is you can still have that government employee still be under the supervision of the business. However, the business would have to pay the government the wage to the government, and then the government redistributes that money back to that individual. So that individual gets their paycheck from the government, not from the business.
But would the business owner be able to fire the government employee?
The business owner would probably have to fill out a myriad of paperwork explaining specifically why that government worker is going to be fired.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like a nightmare. Brandon, thanks for the call. Sure. Appreciate hearing from you.
Sure, no problem.
800-259-9231, the toll-free number, is a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're talking about a really bad idea. It's called national service. And it's been on the table since, I think it was Charles Rangel. He keeps bringing it out every year, year after year, with the explanation that, well, this will help make the distribution of class system in the military more equitable, you know, because everybody will be forced to go into the military. But he's actually proposing something more wide-cutting than that. He wants every, and it's not just him, it's a bunch of people in government, they want every 18-year-old, male or female, in the United States to spend at least 18 months, if not 2 years, working for the government. And there's more on this, but we got to go to the phones. It's George in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, George.
Yes, sir. Hey, gentlemen. You guys have got to address the Federal Reserve.
Oh, we've addressed it many a time.
All right. Well, you know, have you seen Alan Russo's latest film?
It's Aaron Russo, and okay. It's America, Freedom to Fascism.
We were at the preview, yes.
Yes. Oh, good. But here's the thing. All of this creation of wealth, taxation, et cetera, accountability, and all, when you have an institution, as the Federal Reserve is, that can create wealth out of nothing, it permits...
It doesn't create wealth out of nothing. It creates money out of nothing.
It creates money out of nothing, which allows you to buy wealth, which is... Wealth is resources. And when you have this that has gone on for as long as we have, and the Pentagon, who spends... loses trillions of dollars a year.
Yeah, they blow it up. Boom!
Yeah, but with no accountability.
No.
And this stuff about...
People ask them to do it.
And about... balanced budgets and the deficits, that's such a farce and a fable.
George, I'm glad you brought it up, and we will definitely address it, and thank you for the call. The Federal Reserve is a really despicable organization. Most people don't understand what it does.
No, they figure inflation makes good sense. We didn't have inflation when we were on the gold standard.
It is a printing press for the U.S. government. If a government can't tax you enough, they just print out what they need, spend it with the military-industrial complex. The guys that get the money at the top, they benefit. Everybody else hurts because the money supply inflates. Prices go up. Things get worse. Hour number two is on the way. More about national service coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. For you.